Okay, great. I saw the screen, the comment from Itochi. Maybe. Okay.
Are you referring to the definition?
No, I don't know. Christina, why I'm seeing the comments of Itochi on the screen? Is my post? No. Okay, I
I just posted this email. Do you want me to post any of your emails as well?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
No, right now it's okay.
Just let me know what document you want.
Yes, Bart, maybe we can start with the governance. Do you agree with this?
Yes, or what is interesting, can we go back to Hitoshi's? Because what you'll see is, in a minute, it's from another perspective. Christina, can you put it back? And you can see it moving, can't you, what I'm doing? Yeah. Can you see me scrolling over, say, the reason for saying this is if you look at Hitoshi's comments and what needs to be updated, it shows clearly the different relations there are. Say, we got the steering committee, we got the subscribers, and you've got the, say, so that's the users, and you got the maintainer or the service provider. And then third, and I think the fourth party is the party that will send in, say, the incidents. So there is a broad scope of, say, use cases and who can use the repository. I think these are these are the major relations. So just keep that in mind. So these are covered in Hitoshi's slides and in the say in the document. Now, can you move, Christina, can you present now the document? Yes, thank you. So going back, and what makes it confusing, but say it's fairly easy to adjust, say, this outline. It's just an outline I've just sent, and I promised Louise to do it, so a bit late. Apologies, Louise. But
No worries.
it's a what is say what I've if you think about a governance model, what does it mean? It is, say, it's more defining the roles and responsibilities, and say appointing at the end of the day people or organizations who will fulfill these roles and responsibilities. So what I've done, and that's why I started with Hitoshi's email. If you look at, say, the items to be governed, or say the major blocks that say the policy and review of the use cases. What I mean by that is, say, there is just, and this goes back to the email discussions initiated by Louise on, say, when, say, first of all, the definition, but also if you go back to the recommendations of the previous working group, say, when can this repository be used? So these are the use cases. And you could imagine, say, they need to be maintained, so somebody is responsible that say they are maintained and there is no say creep use cases, and in case there is an incident, that it is reviewed. So that's one item that needs to be managed and governed. The second one is assuming, say, I think at the end of the day, it's independent of whether the ccTLD community decides to build their own repository, or it will be outsourced, but there will be a relation, say somebody needs to talk to and relate to the service provider, whether it's a CEC consortium or an external service provider. So it's managing that relationship. So that's another item. Then, and this goes back to, say, Hitoshi's email as well, although there is, this is a bit differently phrased, is who can subscribe, what are the conditions for subscriptions, etc., and who will review the subscription. So that's, first of all, the policy itself, but afterwards, maintaining that relationship. And that's, say, the final item, the relationship with the subscribers. Are there any questions on this part? Or is this clear?
Yeah, for me, it's clear. Yeah. I don't like it.
It's clear, Bart.
Hitoshi?
Okay.
Yeah. Isaac, is this clear for you as well? Good. Okay, thank you. So we can put a lot of language on it, but it's not necessary at this stage. So what another important thing, and that's based on, again, the work of the prior working group, initially it will be limited to CCTLD operators. And probably it's unwise to do it in the future. But again, that needs to be, and there is this policy, and that's related to who can subscribe to the service. That needs to be managed as well. So that's a whole policy thing. And first of all, maintain it, and then you need something, if you want to change it, that it will be done as well. So that's... So it's both members and non-members of the CCNSO. So that's important to take into consideration as well. So now going back, and this is more a general statement, if you look at how the CCNSO, and that's a driving force currently, how they organize their activities, it's mostly through committees and working groups. So it's, the central point there is the CCNSO Council, but what the CCNSO Council does, if, there is more substantial work to it, they will not do it themselves, but they will seek volunteers from the community. The working groups, as you know, like this one, it's open to members and non-members or committees of the CCNSO, are members and non-members, but what is important to realize, through the CCNSO, their activities are organized through, first of all, the council, and the council will appoint a working group. That's the working method. So that's, and the role of ICANN staff there, on this call, it varies. But in principle, we from the secretariat provide secretarial support, and sometimes you will have external experts, and that's a different role. That's relevant if you look, for instance, with regard to the main area we're talking, that is security and stability. There is, within ICANN, there is a security and stability department, and it's not just limited having experts involved, outside ICANN staff experts. It's also possible to include external experts, and that's done in working groups as well. So it's a very open and easy structure to amend. So that's a bit of historical background. And what is going back to accountability and responsibilities is important, that a working group will always report to the CCNSO Council, So the council oversees the working group committees. Like this one, they, in principle, this working group reports back to the council, and the council has, at the end of the day, has the power to end or close the working group and establish new working group. So that's another one. Okay, now going back to, say, what is, I can do, oh, I need to think. No, can I do this right now? Yes, I should be able. Can you see it moving?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, now going, taking all these different elements into consideration, say what, and this is, again, was just a brain dump after having a conversation with Louise, say, as a possible governance structure. So we got these different relations, and we know the CCNSO Council itself will not do it. Secondly, we know is, or the third thing we know is we got, in principle, this should be open to all members or to all CCTLD operators and even beyond. So it has to be a very open structure. And I think that open structure needs to be reflected in, say, whoever is going to do the day-to-day managing, governing of the relationship. So my suggestion was that the CCNSO Council establishes either a working group or standing committee to manage the relations with the service provider, whether it, so it looks into, it's a bit of compliance work, in fact. If there is an SLA, that you ensure that it's done, that's one. Secondly, that I think that's the most important one, and maybe even negotiate about the fees, etc. The second thing that this standing committee could do is maintain the relation with the subscribers, so the CCTLD operators, so those CCTLD operators who subscribe to the, to the service. And going back to Hitoshi's remarks, I also think that this standing committee, etc., will vet the CCTLD operators. In that sense, you cannot expect an external party to ensure that who will subscribe for this service is a CC operator. And I think the only entity that's placed to do it is either the CCNSO or through the IANA. You have to have a link with the IANA database. It's a bit similar as applying for a CCNSO membership. And this, again, that's a council role, but now it's delegated to this working committee. So that would be my suggestion. So to ensure a subscriber is a CCTLD. And then what is important there as well, that it for itself maintains a register of CCTLDs. And maybe there are some additional tasks that need to be included, but it is important to say there is this standing committee of members and say, or working. What it also does, and which is not, it should maintain the use cases, and in case there is an incident, conduct a review of how it went together with the service provider in order to see whether it's still within scope of the service, etc. And if they are the committee to understand and to know and to suggest that if the use cases as defined need to change, maybe either come up with a recommendation or say push it back to the council, say we need to have a consultation with the community on these use cases. So, but that's something consult with the community. And then, say, I think because it's, and that's due to the open structure, say this working group or standing committee should comprise of, say, members and non-members of the CCNSO, and say on a voluntary basis, and with the additional requirement in this case that it should be users of the services. So you got, say, it has to be representatives. There have to be representatives of the CCNS or of the CCTLD operators. So that's one requirement. And the second requirement is they should use the services. So it's more a, yeah. And maybe with, say, experts from, outside experts on, say, from ICANN or others, either as expert observers or whatsoever. But the core is the CCTLD operated. And finally, a reporting line, and again, accountability and transparency. This working group should report to the CCNSO Council and the users, either at regional meetings and at CCNSO meetings. And that can be done at presentation level or just by, a report, etc. And finally, the working group should be supported by, which it naturally will be, by CCNSO secretariat and expert assistance of the SSR department. So it's more of setting up a standing committee of the CCNSO, which is open, and put this into its mandate. And there is a, and the CCNSO council oversees its functions. That's more or less what I thought might be a useful way forward for the governance model.
I agree with this because it is established and I think a very well known process within CCNSO, because it follows some of the ways to do things within CCNSO in this kind of stuff. Then we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Then I think it's appropriate. Now, Bart, a question. This is a question. This is one model, right? One model of governance.
Yeah. And,
okay. And we can go to CCNSO in the report with only one model, or we need to propose another one, or to provide a choose one, a selection. No, we can go with.
Luis, we can do two things, and that's fairly easy. If you look at, what is important is that, the working group agrees that there are different relations that need to be managed. And that's one. Secondly, and so that's a given. The second thing is, it's open for members and non-members. And then, the service should be open to members and non-members. It depends a bit on who is going to fund it as well. And I'll send tomorrow the working group a similar kind of outline for the funding models. I promised Louise to do that today as well, but I had other stuff to do, but so apologies, but it depends a bit. An alternative could be that it's all run by ICANN.
Yes, but we don't have right now. We don't have the model, right?
That's fairly easy. That it's ICANN would run everything, but that depends a bit on this governance model is a bit aligned with that the CCTLD operators. And that's the underlying principle, in fact, that the CCTLD operators organize their own activities and not dependent. But so it's a bit linked with, and that's why I've hinted on the funding model. This is more in alignment with a funding model where the CCTLD operators, however you're going to distribute it, pay for the service themselves and set it up, and without external funding. So this is the ultimate control. So there is a link between the funding model and the governance model.
Okay. Okay, we need to keep it, right? The main idea.
You can imagine it's going to be difficult, say, if you ask an external party to fund everything, that they will not have any influence whatsoever.
Yes. Okay. Then we can work in put this incorporate this governance model into the document.
Yeah, and then I think
I would suggest that
governance model and funding model are very much linked to each other, and we make that very clear as well.
Yes. Okay. And I didn't have time to check the Itochi's comments because it was too early for me in the morning.
Hitoshi can explain his email.
Yes, my question is this. He's talking about the steering committee proposal we reviewed in the past. And my question is if we can take some important or relevant parts from that proposal of steering committee to incorporate in this governance model, or is not necessary?
That's why, Luis. Christina, can you go back to Hitoshi's model email?
I don't know how. Okay.
Christina can. She will in a minute.
Christina. Okay. Oh. Okay, keep moving. But
to present the previous document.
I'm sorry, is somebody talking to me? No?
Yes, I was, and Louise.
Yeah, sorry, somebody started drilling here, my neighbor, so I can't hear you.
So can you go back to Hitoshi's email?
Yeah, sure. Not sure where it went. Did you close it before, Bart?
No, you changed the document.
Okay.
I don't dare.
There it is.
There we are. So, I think, Louise, going back to your question, Hitoshi, can you... as far as I recall, say the steering committee. Can you tell, briefly, its role, what it is supposed to do?
Okay, maybe Bert, maybe comment before the Dutchies. Itochi talk about the content repository relationship is does not show the relationship between the steering committee and the other. Yes, in the diagram Itochi draw before, there's no governance entity there. That can be good to incorporate the relation in the of the governance entity, in this case, steering committee.
Yeah.
I think that is helpful then to establish that relation and the relation with the funding too. But Itochi, do you want to comment about that? Bart?
Yeah?
It was just typing, I think.
Yeah. He's not adding any role. Yeah, you can read it yourself. Everybody's online anyway, so. Thank you, Itochi. So, and I think, say, going back to the, and that's why I asked Itochi from the start, say, again, if you look at the relations, that I've listed, we probably, what needs to happen, and I can do this, check of whether these relations are in the model itself. Because that defines the role of the steering committee, and I would say the steering committee is almost similar as the working group or standing committee that I've defined.
Yes, that is one of my points. It's very similar. If it is similar, we can use some of the definitions and some of the tasks we use for the steering committee,
yep.
And maybe incorporated in the governance model of standing committee.
And just call it steering committee instead of standing committee or working group. Just use the usual language in say from the CCNSO.
Yeah, it's good. I prefer to use the common language in.
Yeah.
So the common language in CCNSO is standing committee, right?
Standing committee or working group.
Working group. Okay. That is the common language. Yes, we can change that.
Yeah.
But yes, we can review. Well, maybe Bart, you can help us a little bit to review.
Yes, I will.
So some of the steering committee we wrote before about the task and the function, and maybe simple take up all the things is not fit within the working group, typical working group in the system. So,
Louise?
Yes.
Working groups can be very flexible. So whatever is you find necessary as a working group that the steering committee should do, it's fairly easy to put this into the charter of such a steering committee, standing committee, or working group.
Okay.
So it's the other way around. It's more that, say, if you're comfortable as working group with the relations, and I've tried to do that quickly into, say, the outline, put it into the outline, but, say, to be more precise, we need to include all these lines, what is there, and maybe add to it, and maybe that shouldn't be the same committee. You say this committee is more a maintainer of rules, etc. That if rules need to change, you go through a separate process.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay, I agree with that. I have one question for Itochi. I need to look better this email, but I ask you if there's some recommendations for the document. I saw you mentioned that we need to estimate the volume of some numbers. For example, number of contacts to update, number of contacts to delete, number of access. This kind of numbers we can only estimate, and this is important to estimate the cost of the maintenance of the system, and I think it's very good. I want to ask you, if there are other important things in your email that we need to incorporate to the document, to the request of information. Do you have some? Maybe yes. What do you think, Bart?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do is say, as Hitoshi suggested, that over the next week or so that we scrutinize it and that we, by email, make very clear who's going to do what.
Yes. Yes, sure. Yes. Okay. Hitoshi is suggesting it, telling that he will update the contact repository relationship for the next call. But he's talking about the diagram. He's talking about diagram. I think the updated diagram is useful, but we need to focus on the report or on the request for information. To try to, because that is the product we need to finish. And if I remember, we talk about not to include the diagram within the document. We can use the diagram for presentation, but not included in the request of information.
Well, maybe, Louise, maybe as an annex.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay, that's a good idea because the diagram is put the things very clear. Yes. Okay. Then, Antoinette is typing.
Antoinette, if you want to say something, say something.
Yes. Hey.
What I was going to say was what I was typing actually was that I think that Hitoshi's diagram. It's a very good outline, and we should use it as a footprint to use as a checkoff tool to ensure that we have included all possible categories, and then at that point we could see if there's anything that we've missed, and it would also be a good reference guide as far as to ensure consistency with language that's consistent with the CCNSO.
Okay.
As far as incorporating into our document so that we're not reinventing the wheel because, as earlier discussed, we're talking about it would be difficult for an outside entity to be responsible for something that they had no control over. Those were my thoughts as I was listening to the conversation, and I really like how Hitoshi has created that category for the budget purposes of number of contacts, contacts to update, add, delete, whatever, and we can add to it or take away from it as needed. So that's all I was going to offer.
Okay.
Because I like to see outlines, and then I think it's easier for us to plug things, to drop and put things in because we're all working on pieces, parts of the document.
Yes, but I think the document is it's a request of information, and maybe okay, I agree. That should reflect the things in the diagram. But by example, the document should talk about the relation between entities, and in the diagram it's a line between some node to another node. But in the document, we need to describe that relation.
Right, and that would come with the narrative as far as the relationships, but that could be in, you know, a paragraph.
Yes.
You know, because the diagram can't identify every aspect and every aspect, but it can give us the general components. And
yes.
As we look at it, we'll say, okay, well, maybe we should discuss this, you know, or mention this. Maybe we should reference this. I like Hitoshi's diagram, you know, the picture. And then from there we can just expound, but we can at least use that diagram as I kind of say, fill in the boxes.
Okay. And then maybe...
I'm not in disagreement with what has been...
No, I understand.
Yes, sir.
It's very good you're afforded this. I think it's a good idea to update the diagram, include the governance entity, in this case a steering committee or a standing committee, and maybe draw the relation, because this way we can have a map of what we need to describe in the document.
Yes, and then remember, this is how I kind of am viewing this this project. We have people who are readers, and then we have people who are into diagrams as technologists. So if they see that diagram, they'll get the overall picture very quickly.
Yeah.
And if they're curious about something in detail, or if they're involved with you know, being an active part of the repository, they will know what category to go based on that diagram. You know, they'll know that it's covered in the document. A lot of people don't necessarily like to read.
Okay.
Some people are very visual, so I like having both opportunities available.
Yes, I understand. Okay, for me, it's good that idea. Yes, I don't know if somebody else has another opinion, but for me, it's good that we can have we can do this diagram like a map of the proposal of the content repository, and you can go in details reading the document. But it's good to establish an outline. Based on a diagram to not and not get lost within document or without relation. Maybe Anthony, if you want, maybe you can help us a little bit to review this that the diagram is reflected in the document in some order that can be readable.
Sure. I would love to do that. Because as I see the picture and the flow chart, I see the diagram, which for me is a flow chart.
Okay.
Like, okay. And then now it's to create the categories within the document.
Yes. The document we have right now has some outline. Maybe you can check it against the diagram and suggest what topics or what order it's good to have. Meanwhile, maybe I can work with Bart to writing the governance. Maybe I can work with that part, maybe steering committee or standing committee, include the suggestion of Bart in the document. And we use what we have in the steering committee.
The standing steering committee?
Yes. But I can work in that, maybe.
Oh, yes. Maybe the standing committee, leave the language as it is currently in Hitoshi's diagram. Say the language of, say, governance model, we can adjust it fairly easy. Everybody will understand, say, if it's appointed by the council, it will be done as a kind of working group, but the working groups in the CCNZO have all kind of names. running from a ad hoc committee study group, ad hoc informal study group, to working group, to
Yes. Okay. Then see. Yes. We can use the name, but the maybe good to have the ideas right in there.
Consistency
very well.
Of language. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's more consistency of language in the document itself is far more important.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and Antoinette, if you could check this, that would be great.
Okay, I will.
Okay, great. Maybe we can keep working on document based on these two papers we saw today, the email from Itochi and the outline from Bart, and circulate a more advanced draft of the document to have your input and feedback. Do you agree with that? Maybe before the next call.
Okay, all right.
All right, good.
In the meantime, what I'll do is I'll prepare the same thing as I've done, such an outline for funding, because the options there are very limited as well.
Okay, yes. That is good. Some of the numbers Itochi mentioned in his email is mentioned in the operations and maintenance of the system, the contact management, contact center function. Maybe we can include some of that numbers or estimate some of the numbers and include it in that part of the document. I don't know, Itochi, you can add it or you can suggest some of that numbers for the document? Itochi, is it still there? Yes, it's still there. Okay, I will type the question. Maybe I'm not clear. Okay.
Louise?
Yes, I saw the Itochi command.
So it's maybe the other way around. You can include them, say, it's very clear, that's the good thing about this list. These numbers determine the total cost. So you can include them as a question if you go out for an RF, whether that makes a difference in the pricing, especially the bit about the maintenance fee, so therefore the subscription fee. But also, it's an important question for the community whether they intend to use such a repository, given the use cases. Because that...
Yes.
So it's a two-edged, say, these questions are relevant not just for the RFP, but also for the community. Say, you can imagine that, say, if you just have a few CCs who will intend to subscribe to such a service, that it will be very, very costly.
Yes. What I did before in this first maybe not first maybe maybe for the request of to have an idea of the cost is to create range of numbers. Then I don't remember exactly, but I think I proposed something like between I don't know, between 15 and 100 contacts a day, between 100 and 200. And in this way, I estimate that to estimate the number of contacts a day in the document, I sent that before in a spreadsheet. Maybe you can use that numbers to propose to the community some to have an idea of the number of the numbers.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Somebody say something? No. Okay. Oh, but maybe you can send an email with that you mentioned it in this moment, because I didn't understand you very well. But maybe we can keep working on this. And do you think there's another thing to talk about in this call, Mark?
Just one thing. It's more an action item. Could you send out the latest version of the document?
Yes, I will send you.
So we all are ensured that we have the latest version.
Okay.
Thank you. That was going to be my next request.
Yeah.
Yes, I will send it today, a little late. I'm doing some corrections, simplifying the document, and mainly I'm transcribing the or uncopying the thing of the use cases requested by the this chapter, and by example the incident definition established by the PAF working group, and other things we must use from the PAF working group and incorporate that in the document. After that, I will send you. I hope by the end of this day, I will send you the update document with that change. It's a little change, really, because
yeah.
I need only to copy the things.
And then we all have a consolidated, and I think, Antoinette, if you could review, say, once you've received it, say, because the next call is on the 20th of February, say, if you can send your review document a week before the 20th, so around the 14th.
Okay. Actually, what I'm going to try and do is, as soon as I get it from Luis,
yeah.
I'm going to go and I'm going to go through and start to work on it so that I can just push it out and just let it stand there.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to add or take from it, they can.
Yes, but
before the meeting.
Yes. No. The reason is say as soon as possible, that would be great.
Because it's fresh in my mind right now.
Yeah.
And I like it when it's fresh in my mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So. And I don't like to look at things too many times. That's why I kind of sit and I wait. Because when I look at it too frequently, I start to see more and more things, and I need to leave things alone.
And if you could do the same after the next call, that would be great.
Right, right. Yeah, and then that way it'll stay fresh in my mind.
Yeah, so that you become the chief editor.
Okay. No problem with that.
Okay. And Hitoshi, could you say update the slides as well as we discussed and send it before around the 16th of February? I will put that in question into the chat as well.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And we will send out, say, we will not include it yet, I guess, Louise, but say a more fleshed out governance model and the initial funding model before the 6th
okay.
as well.
Yes, sure. Yes, that's the idea. Yes. We can work on that.
Sorry, Isaac, we don't have a job for you yet, but it will come.
Okay. Yes. Any other commander or suggestion? If not, we can down here. Finish here.
Okay. Thank you, Luis.
Okay. Thank
you, Luis. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Christina.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Isaac. Bye, Antoinette. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina and Bart.
Almost.